Good afternoon. After watching the tape from yesterday, I thought, I thought that we are developing some intensity at the end of football games, being able to come back and finish. We've been in a lot of these close ball games. I think some of the team is starting to really believe that we can win in these situations. I think that we ran the ball offensively. We did a nice job in the running game, especially with the offensive line. Adrian ran the ball good downhill. The special teams continues to play well. 6 out of 10 possessions for Chicago started at the 20 or inside the 20. We had a big punt return. We're not getting penalties. Locke is doing a good job punting the ball, especially the plus 50 punts. And defensively, I thought we played decent in the first half and probably not as good as I would have liked in the second half. So, questions? None? Here we go.
Since the bye week, you guys have done a better job defending the run. I guess what has changed for you guys that you've been able to succeed in that area?
I think it's just understanding where you're supposed to be better, maybe. We've changed a few techniques a little bit here and there, but I don't know. It's just setting a mind to it. You know, Linville's helped a lot the way he's played.
Being able to find so much room in the first half, was Chicago playing you differently than other defenses had? Were they sending as much pressure?
They were pressuring, yes. And I think we did a good job of getting to the guys that were pressuring better than we have. They were playing a lot of different coverages and different things with it.
Difference in these close games on the sidelines? Can you feel a difference with the way guys are handling things in that situation or just responding in the moment?
I don't know. I just think we're getting a mindset, that we're pretty battle-hardened. We've been in a lot of these situations on the road. We've been in some situations even at home where we've not started well, but we've got a lot of fighters on this football team, and I do think they believe that when it gets to the crucial situations of the game that we can perform.
A good example of a game situation where they sort of showed you that they are starting to believe they can win that you mentioned?
Can I think of one? In yesterday's ball game, we're we're down by 10 with 2:30 left, and I think we get sacked, and then Teddy scrambles for 18 yards, and we go down and win. But we've been a smart football team. We don't make a lot of mistakes when the game is on the line, and that's part of really what we're trying to preach is, you don't have to do something that is out of your character. It's still about the team. And like with Charles Johnson, he gets 6 plays in the ball game, but when his opportunity comes up, he makes a great play. So, it's depending on your teammates, understanding your role and what your job is to do, and then doing your job. And, usually things work out.
Your record is now over 500 at 12-11 since you joined the Vikings. Are you generally pleased with how you've been able to help rebuild this franchise in your 1.5 years at the helm?
I don't really think about that stuff yet. We got a long way to go. I would say we're moving in the right direction. Rebuilding would not be my word. We still got a long way to go.
In terms of what you first told the team, I mean, be smart, be physical, when you look back, is the team making strides in what you initially preached when you came here, or are there still some things that you really think need to be done?
Again, we've only played 7 games, so we still got 9 more to go. I think that this team has a lot of smart guys on it. I think they take to coaching very, very well. I think we have a lot of guys that care and we'll just hope things continue in this direction.
As the confidence grows and maybe expectations rise, how do you think they're equipped to handle success?
Well, that's what we have. You know, that's one of the things we have to learn. You know, I talked to the football team a long time ago, and I continue to talk to them about there's four learns in football. First, you learn how to compete. Then you learn how to win. Then you learn how to handle winning. And then you learn how to be a champion. And so we're somewhere in that stage of learning how to win and learning how to handle winning. So, you know, but we're still young, and these are things that we have to understand. But the one thing that I have noticed about this team, they're not tight. They're not a tight, you know, nervous kind of team. I think they're confident, but they're also focused on the job. And you know, when you haven't had success, it's easy to fall into that trap. But I think we have enough veteran guys to remind them of these kind of things. And you know, Norv does a good job with it, and George does a good job with it. And you know, we kind of stay on their rear ends a little bit.
What's the next step you'd like to see your defense take?
Well, yesterday I didn't think we played tight enough coverage in a lot of areas. So we've got to do a much better job there. You know, it all starts, if you can stop the run, you have a chance to do some things. And we've been playing good in the red zone. We didn't play real good yesterday. I think they had two touchdowns in the red zone because we had a couple busts. So we have to eliminate those things. But you know, and I probably did some things yesterday that were out of character as well. I could have helped the team a little bit better.
What are some of those things?
I'm not going to discuss them, but I know.
What is your motivational statistic this week for Wednesday? You got something for the Rams that you've been able to dig out?
Yes, but I've been advised to quit doing that, so. Not that I care, really. I don't really care. But, yeah, I was reminded of one as soon as I walked in the locker room after the game yesterday. So, but yeah, I'm sure it'll come up before the week's over.
Who advised you not to?
It's a long story. I take coaching well.
Would Charles Johnson have been in there, receiver set, or targeted, had Diggs not slipped and banged up his knee on that one play?
Probably not. That's the good thing about having depth and having guys that that you can count on, the guys that are reliable, the guys that you trust. And, you know, he is really a perfect example of what I'm trying to get this team to be like. You know, somebody that was playing a lot, you know, not playing near as much now, but still does his job, concentrates, works real hard at practice, and then when his opportunity comes comes about, you know, you go make a play, and it was a great catch. So, you know, hopefully it's a good learning experience for the rest of our guys that, you know, when they get the opportunity, it's, you know, go make a play, because everybody's counting on you to do your job. You know, and that's kind of what I talk about with the standard that we're trying to have here.
You talk about Todd Gurley and how he's going to test your run defense this Sunday.
Well, he's obviously a big physical guy that has a great acceleration, vision. Actually catches the ball well, too, but they do a good job in their run blocking. They've got a lot of misdirection runs. So we're going to have to make sure that we have a lot of people at the ball.
A few guys in the locker room today talked about how he reminds them of a young Adrian Peterson. If you could think back to what Adrian was like as a rookie, do you see some of those comparisons?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's, you know, he runs with violence, explosive, you know, a lot of those things.
Teddy and Diggs continue to connect for big plays late in the game. When you look back at the film, what did you like that you saw on that play that they did?
Well, Teddy actually came off off his first read, and he moved a little bit in the pocket, and then Diggs started to move to uncover, and that's when he came open. So I think that was, you know, it's guys starting to understand that, you know, and I thought for the most part the protection was good yesterday. You know, Teddy had some time in the pocket to try to hit some of those deeper throws. But, you know, it was a good play on both their parts, a good play on the offensive line.
Did you talk to Prefer or Blair before the final kick on where Blair wanted to kick the ball from, like which half you wanted?
I already know where he wants it. I don't have to ask him.
You didn't use many subs on defense. It felt like, you know, I think 11 guys played at least 70% of the snaps. It's a little bit different than what you've done. Why did you decide to keep those starters in there for so many snaps?
Well, some of it was because of them going no huddle. And then some of it was because we got some new guys on the front and we had them in certain packages. So just how it works out sometimes.
Daniil Hunter's still been able to play some kind of role. How has he progressed since he pretty much got him, you know, raw out of college?
I think he's getting better, understanding what we're trying to get done. You know, he's a guy that goes in there and gives some change of pace for the offensive tackle because of his speed and length and, you know, a lot of things that we're working on with him. I think he's starting to understand rush angles better. I made a couple nice plays in a running game yesterday.
I guess just being on his feet, 2-point, is that something he's more comfortable with, or is that a teaching tool?
You know, I was watching him in practice one day, and he was standing up because we were playing a 3-4 team, and I just watched him, and he could really – sometimes these guys with length, when they're down in a 3-point, the first thing they do is kind of pop up a little bit, and so they don't gain that first initial quickness off the ball. And so I just told him, you know, when I told Andre, I said, when we go on nickel, let him stand up some and let's see how he does.
Is that about as good of a pass protection that you've seen from the offensive line this year?
Yeah, I thought they did a good job. We got beat a couple times, but I thought they did a nice job. I thought Clemmings did better in the running game, especially. But he had a good matchup, and I thought he played well. Actually, all those guys played well. Mike Harris played well. Fusco probably had his best game, and Khalil did like he's been doing.
Time for two more.
There are a couple key points you want to emphasize to the offense, though, to be able to extend drives and finish in the end zone rather than settling for field goals.
Yeah, well, I did talk to him about that, and that's just something we're going to have to continue to work on, finishing the drives. You know, don't take for granted when we got a, you know, it's 3rd and 5. You know, let's make sure we get the first down. You know, I think there was some times yesterday that we missed some areas where we could have hit something else. So just more work to do.
Mike, can you rush Everson in different ways, because it seems like he has the ability, the speed and ability to adjust to the run or screen or something, pretty, you know, make plays along the line of scrimmage in addition to going at the quarterback?
Yeah, he's very athletic, very talented athletically, and he's becoming a much, much smarter football player and everything. But, yeah, we can do a lot of different things with him, and I think as we move forward, you'll probably see some more of it. You know, both of our guys, really, Ryan and Everson and Hunter, you know, they all have a lot of different qualities that I think we can use as we continue to go forward.
Tom Johnson, they kind of feed off each other a little bit in different situations. I mean, Tom's not your typical tackle.
Yeah, Tom, I think Tom benefits a lot from Everson's speed because he allows the guy to get up the field a little bit more, and so creates a little bit more space between the tackle and the guard, especially if the protection's going the other way. But I think they both have a good chemistry between them. Okay, thanks.